Allahu Rahman Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the virtues of the first saf, the order to fill in from the front rows, to straighten them and to stand close together. An Anas radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, Rusu sufufakum wa qaribu baynaha wa hadhu bil a'laqi fa walladhi nafsi biyadi. إني لأرى الشيطان يدخل من خلل الصف كأنها الحذف حديث صحيح رواه أبو داود بإسناد على شرط مسلم. حضرت أنس رضي الله عنه narrates, رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, stand close together in your rows, bring them close to each other. So one is stand close together in your rows, the other is the space between each rows. So bring that space close together. Bring that space close together. In other words, one saf and the next saf shouldn't be too far away. So what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is telling us, that stand together in the safs, and even the space between the safs, one saf, the next saf, the third saf, that space also should be close. In other words, enough for the person behind to make sajda comfortably, that should be the space allowed, not more than that. There's no need for more space than that. We are taught to stand close together. We are ummat that is close to each other. So therefore in our salah also we taught to stand close together. And the safs also, we are taught how it should be formed, that there shouldn't be too much of space between each saf. Just for our understanding purposes, in our musallas, generally, it's a 1.3 meter space in each. In other words, each saf is 1.3 meters long. So therefore, we find that after 1.3 meters comes the next saf, comes the head of where the person will make sajda for the next saf, and then the feet area. So like that, just for our understanding purpose, that is how our musallas are generally made, according to those people that make musallas, they'll tell you. But just to understand what this hadith is saying, the hadith is saying that we should stand close together. So just to get an idea in terms of space, unnecessarily now, for example, to make it 3 meters, 4 meters, 5 meters for the next saf, that is not correct. Like how are we supposed to stand close together with our shoulders touching in the saf? The saf itself should also be close together. So the first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Aqimu sufuf wa hadu bain al manakib wa suddul khalal." Anyway, this hadith that we're doing now, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Rusu sufufakum." That rusu here means that bring yourselves close together. Wa qaribu bainaha, and bring the space between each saf close together. Then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, وَحَاذُوا بِالْأَعْنَاقِ, and ensure that the necks are in line. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I take an oath by that being in whose control is my life. I see shaitan entering through the gaps in the row as if he is a small black sheep. Ulama explained that a small black sheep, that when it goes, it finds a small gap and it just runs through, it can just push through. Or we can think of a small black goat, if it runs, it just pushes any small gap it finds. So don't leave even a small gap between your shoulder. Don't leave a small gap between your shoulder. Try and fill in that gap also. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is explaining to us, like how a sheep just pushes through, or a small goat, black goat, you find a small black goat, just push through. Like that, shaitan just pushes through in the safs, and he now plays with the person's mind to such an extent that the whole namaz may take place. A person was not even aware of what rakat he was reading. He was not even aware of what imam read. Ask him after salah, that what surah the imam read. Even if it may be surahs that he knows very well, he'll tell you, I forgot what surah the imam read. So this is how a shaitan interferes with a person's mind, interferes with his thinking. So therefore we are taught that we should be closing the gaps in salah. We'll do one more hadith. An Anas radiallahu anhu anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam qal, atimmu as-saff al-muqaddam thumma alladhi yalihi wa ma kana min naqsin falyakun fi as-saff al-mu'akhkhar. Hazrat Anas radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, fill in the front row, then the row that is behind the front row. If any row is to be incomplete, it should be the last row. In other words, here we have been shown a tarteeb of how to fill the rows. This is the beauty of our deen. Nothing we have been left that we don't know what to do. We've explained that when a person comes to the masjid, he should fill in from the front. Then we are taught that the safs also, how to fill it in. That a person fills in from the front row. If there's going to be a deficiency, in other words, if there's any row that is incomplete, it must be the last row. Very often you'll find that the first row is not complete, and people are already forming the second row. What we are taught is first finish the first row, and then go to the second row. The other thing, aspect with regards to tartib. Tartib means the way a row should be complete. Even that also is shown to us in our deen. In one hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Wasitul imam." Make the imam the central, put the imam in the central place, in the very center. Therefore you find that wherever the imam's position is, it is not to one right or one left, it is in the central place. In other words, the center of the saf, the imam should be. Then ulama explained, is that the first person should be directly behind the imam, because now he made the imam as the center. Then fill in from the right. So one to the right, one to the left. One to the right, one to the left. Or if there's a group of people coming, then there's no problem. There's some, a group can come to the right, a group can come to the left. But this is the tartib that we should fill our safs with. In other words, we filling from the right, and then we filling on the left. Filling on the right, filling on the left. So even how to fill in the saf, that also we are shown in our deen. Tomorrow we'll do an hadith that explains the virtue of filling the saf from the right hand side. And then we'll explain how that fits in without sacrificing the balancing of the safs on both sides. If a car is not balanced properly, if the tires are not balanced properly, then the car moves unevenly. So similarly, that saf also must be balanced properly. That effect will be there of that salat when the safs are formed in the way Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has told us to form in. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. It's great reward. A person is doing, filling the safs, doing it in the sunnah tariqah, in the sunnah manner, with the niyat of fulfilling a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Even his filling in of the saf, completing the saf before the namaz can start, is already a reward for him. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.